That's right. We are on location live from Colfax Old Hickory Days. It's 2022. I've got a real treat for you coming up here in just a moment. I've got Lynn Hollis here with me. Lynn, I was just told about you and how you were instrumental in helping get part of this trail going. Take us back to the beginning and tell us the story.
About 11 years ago, I was contacted from the Area Planning Commission, Mark Mills, as the director, and said we had an opportunity that he wanted to talk to us about. So we ended up getting together, and he began to tell me the story of the trails that had been going on, and that actually had occurred in Boone County. And he said that we had an opportunity to potentially jump on board. So we got together and ultimately made some appointments, and we went down and spoke with DNR in Indianapolis and kind of got some goals or whatever. And then DNR came here and visited, and we went through a long, drawn-out process to get things going.
That's the state for you.
Yes, it is. So ultimately, we got held up on some land ownership issues or whatever. The land had been purchased by the Friends of Boone County, but the titles hadn't been cleared. So we had gone through inspections and done all of these things to try and get ready to go, but until we held title, we weren't able to get started. And with the help of DNR, we finally got those titles signed over to us, and then we were able to break ground and begin construction. And then really from there, it's been kind of downhill, and people really come together and gotten this done in a timely fashion. And so we're real happy that it's up and running. It's here to Colfax all the way to Boone County, and then Boone County on to Lebanon. So we're happy to be a part and the newest part of this trail.
How close is it to the Monon at the end of this one?
You know, I do not know that, honestly. And, you know, I think that when Mitch Daniels, we've had some correspondence with when we started this trail, and I think his dream and his plan was that we would have a continuous trail from Indianapolis to Lafayette. And I think that vision is still very possible.
We're getting close, aren't we? So you don't live in Colfax anymore, though, right?
No, about 6 years ago, me and my family moved south. We now live in Columbia, South Carolina.
How satisfying is it to come back and see this and have a dedication and have part of it named after you and see everyone taking advantage?
We got a chance. We were up here about a week ago. We got a chance to come up here and actually walk a portion of the trail. We walked about 2.5 miles out in Boone County. It started to heat up, so we walked our 2.5 miles back. And we didn't bring any bikes with us, but we are very pleased. And it's just a beautiful trail. The section of trail here in town that leads from the trailhead down by the park or whatever, will carry my daughter's name, Allison Hollis. And we're so happy and proud of that.
Very good. Well, Lynn, thank you so much for talking with me, and thanks for caring about our community.
Yeah, it's been a pleasure to serve and to see the next generation doing such a good job. And we're very happy and pleased to have been a part of this project.
You've got to have the next generation interested, don't you?
Yeah, exactly, because, you know, we all get older, and so you want to instill that pride and community in the next generation so that things can keep moving forward.
Very good. Thank you very much, Lynn. All right. That's Lynn Hollis, one of the people instrumental with the Big Four Trail down here in Colfax, which now runs all the way from Colfax to Lebanon and some points even further south.